Sunday, May 15th. Heraclitus, Fragment 1. Though this word is true evermore, yet men are unable to understand it when they hear it for the first time, as before they have heard it at all. For though all things come to pass in accordance with the word, men seem as if they had no experience of them, when they make trial of words and deeds such as I set forth, dividing each thing according to its nature, and showing how it truly is. But other men know not what they are doing when awake, even as they forget what they do in sleep. The tide was coming in again. The water first flowed in over the mudflats, where seagrass clung at the edges of the low water marker, and then over the places where he went clamming in the summertime. It rushed over the barnacle stones where the waves sounded like the wind, and only after did it come to the small stretch of white sand beneath the roots of the cliff-dwelling pine trees. It lapped at the stones that his grandfather had set there, going down to the water from his home up on the side of the hill, next to the grassy sward where he had planted wild blackberries in his youth. He sat on the stone bench under the alder and looked as the tide came in. Beyond the reach of the tide, in the reach of the sea, he saw three small sailboats, their sails brown and stretched, sailing from the harbor on Gull Island. They were going out to sea, beyond the reach, in order to chase the teeming black terns that showed where the walleye pollock were snapping at the sardine schools. As he was watching, he saw three terns fly from over his head in the pines out towards the schools in the east. The sky was cloudy, but he could see their small white bodies flutter in the wind, moving noiselessly upon the breeze. As he was watching the terns, one broke off from the group and started flying towards him. The other two hovered, waiting. It circled three times over the smoke from his fire, where he put on seaweed to make the smoked salmon taste right. Finally, it landed in front of him, next to his feet. The bird clacked its beak twice, then turned its head and looked him in the eye. After a few seconds, it quirked once, like a raven, and unlike the normal piping of terns, and flew off to the fluttering pair, and then flew back out to sea. The man sat for a few minutes on the bench, following the terns with his eyes and mind. When they were gone from sight, he leaned softly over, past wind, and stood up to gather his salmon from the wrecks near the fire. When he was finished, he went inside his house and slept. Night fell.